Yo, what's good, fam? Q Reyes coming at you here. This is the Q Reyes Project. And, you know, this is my podcast I've been doing for a while, man. And I'm going to get back to what I do. I'm going to get back to what I really do, which is, you know, I talk about things that are motivating. I talk about things, you know, getting your life together, getting your things straight. Because, you know, I took a little detour. You know, I started investigating and reading a lot on this Tupac being alive theory that's out there, these rumors and all of that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you're on YouTube and you watch something and then they recommend another video. And that's how I got into it. You know, sometimes you'll be watching something and next thing you know, this is like an alien or some animal. You click on that. Next thing you know, you're watching animals and aliens for the next 2 hours. So that's how I got, you know, I listen to a lot of music, hip hop, to be exact. And when I just found this random video that talked about Tupac being alive. And, you know, everybody knows there's a rumor about that. So I started digging into it further and I started reading. And that led, you know, one thing led to another. And basically, you know, I've interviewed Casanova the Don. Y'all check out that interview and which is supposedly the front man for Tupac. Whatever, man. I'm going to keep it moving into what I do. You know, I'm going to get back to what I do because I became a little bit obsessive about it because everything that I've learned, man, woof, the things that I've heard and the messages I've gotten and, you know, it's almost like it leads you into a whole nother world. And I don't want to be that guy. You know, I don't want to be that conspiracy dude. I want to do me and, you know, let things do what they do. Man, today, it's a great day. I'm not going to talk about the Oscars just happened. You know, I find the Oscars this year were a little bit, you know, people are getting mad because the Oscars are racist. And what? I mean, what do you expect? They're not, the Oscars were not made to honor blacks or Latinos, even though we do get honor, you know, Mexican, you know, from Mexico, he took one of the statues home. But that's not the point. The point I want to make is that I'm not going to talk about it, which I already am by saying I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to get back to what I want to talk about, which is getting motivated to get your goals done. You know what I mean? Because what happened to all the resolutions you had just a few months ago? You know, it's already coming up on March. And I'm sure everybody in January had that gym membership, you know, gym membership rocking. You know, everybody was out there getting gym clothes and I'm going to the gym and I'm going to change this and I'm going to stop smoking and I'm going to stop doing this. And, you know, by this time is that when you realize that you're really not going to do those things. Very few people keep up with their resolutions. You know, one of my resolutions was to keep up this podcast. You know, like every day I wanted to do one. I'm like, man, I'm going to bounce one every day. And that's been a lot more difficult, a lot harder to do than to say. But I understand, you know, things change. One thing that I in the back of my head, it wasn't a resolution, but I kind of want to get it back in shape. You know, I've gained a little bit of weight, you know, in the last couple of years, 2-3 years. And, you know, I guess I feel that I can always lose it and get back in shape. So that keeps me from actually taking that step, you know, and actually getting started. And I tried waking up early and start, you know, getting into some kind of jogging in the morning habit and, you know, little by little get back into the gym. But I really haven't been able to keep up with that, mostly because I work really late. You know, I'm going to bed sometimes 4 a.m. So it's hard for me to get up at 5 and then go for that run. But it's not impossible. It's just I don't have the motivation, willpower, whatever you want to call it, to get it done because I'm exhausted. You know, I'm exhausted, you know, because I'm nonstop all day. I'm coming at you all day. I'm working nonstop. I don't stop. That's one thing I don't do. I'm using my day productively every single time. Every time that I got to stop doing something because I got to go pee, I feel like I'm wasting my time. I'm not saying that's the right way to do it. I'm not saying that's the right way to live, but it's the way I do it, or at least the way that I think. And maybe, you know, my mentality might be a little bit too extreme, but getting back to getting in shape, I gotta get it done. I got to get it done because I don't want to get to the point where it's a problem. You know, I'm not really fat, but I'm used to, I've always been kind of like up and down. You know, I've been out of shape and I've been in really good shape. And I guess I feel really comfortable, you know, in either one, and I can really move from one to the other real easily. But I think it's time for me to stop thinking that way. You know, I'm getting a little older. You know, it's just not going to be as easy as it was when I was younger. So I want to get back into the shape. I want to really get on it, you know, and it's, I find the motivation really difficult to come by. Now, I've been in the other side where once you get started and you got that habit going, where you got to go get to the gym and you got to get in that shape and you got to get that run and you got to get that cardio in. I've been on that side of the tracks, and it was hard for me to get out of that. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, it was like a gradual thing. But now I'm obviously where a lot of people are. Maybe you're there where you want to get on that train, and it's really, really hard. And I find sometimes what I might do is, you know, watch a couple of videos of some people working out, you know, like some of the motivation. There's a bunch of them, motivational videos of people lifting weights and running and saying, you know, they're talking all kinds of mess in your ear, like about, yeah, you know, if you don't want it, you won't get it. If you don't want it, you won't get it. You know, and then psychologically that kind of pumps me up. So I'm at it, you know, and then that gets me going. Also, waking up early really helps me. I haven't been able to do it. Like I said, I'm going to bed really late, 4 or 5 in the morning, just on some work tip. So it's throwing off my routine, and maybe I need to find it throughout the day. And, you know, right now it's just a conversation I need to have with me, but I want to kind of, put the progress out there. I might be doing some videos on my progress on where I'm at right now and how I'm going to get to where I'm going. Because once I set something in my mind, once I put that in my head, it's done. It's a done deal. Like, no one can stop me, not even myself. And right now, that's the biggest problem. You know, I haven't been able to let go of me to do what I need to do. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm going to keep you updated on the progress about getting in shape. I'm going to tell you where to find the videos. Obviously, you can always go to my YouTube channel, Clank TV. And also, you can find me on Facebook, Q Reyes, K-E-U-R-E-Y-E-S. You could also find me on, you know, everywhere. I mean, Twitter, whatever. Hit me up. You got any questions, if you got anything to say. I'm always open for comments. I try to help people when I can, and I always reply and you know, let you know what's up with the answer to whatever question or comment you may have. So until next time, I'm gonna be outie. Y'all keep doing it. If y'all want to get in shape with me, I'm gonna let y'all know how to do that. You know, and it's something, you know, it's nothing big. It's just me and you. We're gonna get this done. You know, and we're gonna, you know, if you want to get into this mindset where you set your mind to something, and then nothing can stop you, then you need to do that. And only you can do that. Now, we can do it together, but I'm not waiting for you. You know, I'm going to do what I need to do. And then we'll talk later about a little bit of diet, you know, because to get in shape, it's not all about just exercising and walking around the block. I mean, you gotta change your eating patterns, your eating habits. You got to really understand what nutrients you put into your body in order to really see some difference in whatever goals you may have physically. You know, you need to put in that work, not only in the physical tip, but you need to put that work in also, you know, in your food and your nutrition. So we will talk in a different episode in a lot of detail as far as what is it that we need to do to, you know, for us to get into that shape, you know, where you're going to have mad energy all day. So you're not slouched. So you're not tired. You know, you work 8 hours and you feel like you work 2 days, you know, no, you want to have that energy. So when you get off of work, you're ready to hit the town, you know, so where you know, people are like, man, where you get all that energy? That's what you want to hear from people. Where you get all that energy from? So, man, When you love what you do, when you want to do something, and when you're doing it, and when you're productive, and no one can stop you, and you believe in yourself, that's where you get the energy from. So, yo, let's do this. Let's do this, yo. So until next time, I'm gonna be outie. I'm out. Peace.